This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Great for consultants or setting by, we'll take color 9 now, 844-999-OLA to play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a teacher in Brooklyn was fired for playing Fortnite with his students as a reward for them getting good grades.
He was fired for that?
Fired.
Jeez. Well, right. Yeah, sometimes, man, you got to make a connection with the kids. And if you have a common interest and you like to do things together, and they come through on the promise that you made that if they did well, were behaved, did good on a test, whatever, that you would play Fortnite with them, and that was the inspiration to get them to study and do well on the test.
We would rather our kids fail and not have fun, Miles, than succeed and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you. I'm like, I don't understand why that's a fireable offense.
Right. It's not. I mean,
did they do it naked?
The whole world works on a reward system.
Yeah, it's called your paycheck.
You go to work, you get paid.
Unless you work for the Fed, in which case you just do it because you love it.
Like, that's the whole
teachers
point.
Need to have no social connection to their students because that's obviously, you know, rapey.
Yes, it says that in the bylaws.
What?
That's what it is, man.
No, it's not.
It's that people want people to, they want teachers to teach their students and then go away.
Well, that's different than rapey.
No, no, it's not, because one correlates to the other.
What?
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's the mentality.
Oh, BS, Mike. Teachers do a lot of hard work. They're with your kids during the week a ton of time. Like, you're gonna make a... Are you telling me you had no teacher you had a connection with?
No, I'm saying I did. I'm saying that's the mob mentality angst against this teacher. I don't care about it. I think it's awesome. Absolutely. Get connected with your students. Let's calm down on this, you know, he's getting too close.
Like, you know who could teach kids a ton of stuff if they sat there and listened to him?
Probably. Your parents.
I would say Ninja. You know, they'd listen to him. He's a famous Fortnite player.
Okay. Ah, Jesus. All right. I'm like, who the hell is Ninja?
Damn, Ted, you got that one past me. Good job.
They can't even see him.
I know. He's there. I'm listening.
I don't know, but at the Super Bowl, he was a massive star with all the players.
Ah, okay. All right.
A man in England says he drank so much Monster energy drink that it destroyed his teeth.
That does happen. Oh. Yeah, it wears the enamel off.
They finally snapped when he bit an apple.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, the guy in England's blaming an energy drink.
Oh,
my teeth are all messed up.
It's called genetics, playo.
Oh, no. The average bra size, at least in the UK, has gone up from a 34B to a 36 double D in the past decade.
That is
double
amazing.
D?
Yes.
Damn.
Basically, I mean,
are your boobs bigger?
So 32 to a what now?
34B to a 36 double D.
All right. Well, that's a bigger carriage.
Yeah.
But obviously, with a bigger carriage, I would assume you're going to gain some weight in your breasts as
potato
well.
Potato chips.
Yeah. Because the measurement.
No, listen, man. That's a full. Right. Miles is right. This is the size of your carriage as well as your boobs.
Yeah.
So it's not just that your boobs.
It went up 2 inches.
Women in England are getting bigger. That's
the long and the short of it. Yeah.
The government is blaming it on the, quote, obesity crisis.
It's like this. Potato chips.
It's
right.
Like this. If the average waist of an American male was 34 inches in 2008 and now it's 36, it's not that they've been doing sit-ups and working out on their stomach, or that it's, you know, that it's the fact that they're getting bigger.
We understand.
I missed you say waist, and I was like, 34 inch? What was that, the average?
In the Sudan 100 years ago.
Right. Well, whatever the average.
That's how they built those temples.
Target has recalled boots for toddlers that have unicorns on them because they're afraid the horns are a choking hazard.
Because, keep in mind, I want you to think about this statement, and this statement is very accurate. Target recognizes that toddlers don't really need boots, and that your child is more likely to eat them than they are to wear them.
Right.
I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. Like, we know how kids are. We know they're going to try to eat their shoes because kids are weird like that.
Right.
So don't buy these.
Got to taste this.
Right? You can put spikes on adult shoes, but they know we don't ever try to eat them.
Right.
So it's fine.
These taste like nasty.
We know your kid is crazy and he eats shoes.
KFC in Singapore.
It's what they do. Honestly, guys, your kid, they eat everything. If it can fit anything in their mouth, they believe it is food.
Yeah. Tomorrow's leaders, gentlemen.
Right. And that's the future president of the United States right now has a tennis shoe in their
that's
mouth.
Right.
Hey, look, I chewed on a baseball glove.
And is eating dog food.
I chewed on a baseball glove for 10 years.
The future president is drinking water from the cat's dish.
That's right.
Right now on the kitchen floor.
KFC in Singapore just created a sandwich that uses fried macaroni and cheese as the bun.
All right.
Let's, oh, yeah, wait, it's wait. KFC.
They're doubling down on this, man.
Let's check their breast size on the next generation.
Right. Yeah, but I'm saying he's right. Like, the double down, right? KFC is the first in the game that was like, buns. It's just fried chicken. So, of course, they have a mac and cheese bun. Right.
The colonel likes big asses.
Which is probably healthier than the chicken buns.
They are finger-licking good.
We're already changing our changed game.
The only buns I like are the fat ones.
You know what's going to happen is this trend will continue. And then it'll be, somebody will be like, you know what we did? We put the chicken between the buns.
Mm. Like, oh my God.
God damn it, we came full circle to get a chicken sandwich.
We put a bun between the chicken.
Oh.
All right, show of hands. Do you have to get fully naked to poop?
Fully? No.
I know Ted takes his shirt off. Anybody else disrobe when they when they're underway?
Unless I'm getting close to going in the shower, and I'm like, oh, hold on for a minute.
Then I happen to be naked.
Yeah, but I've never like that's not.
I've
the
never
strategy.
Gotten naked to poop.
Apparently, lots of men are admitting that they do, and some of the reasons are that it feels natural, more comfortable, and it makes them feel free to poop like an animal does.
No offense, if you're sitting on a toilet, you can't tell me that it feels natural.
Plus, my bathroom.
You know what I mean? You're sitting on a piece of plastic poop into a pool that you can flush. Like, this is not natural.
Typically, your bathroom is a colder room than the rest of the home. You know?
So if you want to do that, then poop in your garden.
Do these men also make three circles before they sit down?
Jesus. <All right. laughs> And refuse to look anyone in the eye?
No, they stare at everybody right in the eye.
Which eye?
A man in China had three different wives and families all living within a mile of each other until one wife finally caught him last year. They're living within a mile of each other. He was just sentenced to 2 years in jail for polygamy, and he says once he's out, he'll stick with whichever wife forgives him.
Okay. Good luck on that one.
I got a plan.
Play in the field, man. You throw all your chips out there. One of them's going to hit.
Doesn't matter. If he's that successful, they could all walk away, and he could still probably do it again.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that say, call heads or tails.
He's obviously
like, yes.
He's obviously got something, money, looks, you know. Mm-hmm. He can afford three apartments for three different women, including his own residence.
And how does he manage to stay away from all of them, you know, for lengths of time where he can be with the others?
He's maybe he makes them angry all the time.
Mike, it's the same thing that's been used for years. He travels for business.
I guess.
Yeah, that's all. It's the same movie. It's just a different day.
I bet you someone's got, like, his phone rings and it says, booty call. Honey, who's booty call? I don't know. She's just a coworker.
And would you say they're within a mile of each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gracious.
That would be tough going out to dinner.
Right?
That's the only problem with that.
Why do we always have to go an hour out to dinner?
I mean, you go to one bar with one of your wives.
Hey, Frank!
You can't go in there anymore.
Where's Candace?
With that wife, you know, or with another wife, or, yeah.
Does he get mad if one of them cheats on him?
Probably.
He shouldn't.
Yeah. He shouldn't, but I'm guessing he does. I mean, the guy's already kind of out there.
Sure. A 32-year-old man in Atlanta got drunk on Tuesday, tried to burn his mom's house down while she was locked inside with his brother. You know why?
Why?
An argument over a box of Cheez-Its.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they were like the extra cheddar ones.
Who took all my extra cheddars?
Well,
who took
I'm just
all
saying,
the sprinkles?
No offense.
Do Cheez-Its emit that type of passion?
There they do.
I mean, look, nobody died, right?
He tried to kill them.
I'm not working on it, Ted.
All right. Well, say, hey, we're Cheez-Its. So good, you'll burn your house down.
If I'm three, because let's face it, a goldfish is a Cheez-It in a different shell. But if I'm 3 years old, it matters. For goldfish, Cheez-Its are like one of those things that your grandma still eats.
My kids like Cheez-Its. But you know what? You're
it's
right.
Goldfish.
It's just a freaking goldfish.
I feel like Cheez-Its, too, are one of those things. Like, you're right. Like, as an adult, I don't buy them as much. But when you do, they disappear quickly.
Yeah. The best, man, I forgot what it's like to have a cheesy film stuck in the roof of my mouth for hours.
Right, the best one of those to go back to, if you really want to, is Animal Crackers.
They are tremendous.
I mean, you forget. And you just
you're like, oh, you open that zoo box. Like, oh, God. Oh, God, I like the string. Nips. I like the whole thing.
Elephants,
you
know what? Taste so good.
Mike, I'm glad you brought up cheese nips. I enjoy those as well.
Mm-hmm. A bride-to-be has asked that her best friend not be one of her bridesmaids, and it has nothing to do with their friendship or anything that happened with the fiancé.
What does it have to do with?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
I am Stephen Thrill-Hill. Can you please start everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Hunter. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hunter.
All right, Hunter, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
All right, our very own Mike Hawk just brought this story up, and I think we'll all agree that this particular woman, she is officially allowed to say that she has a favorite kid after this. 61-year-old woman near Atlanta. She got into it with her 32-year-old son earlier this week. Like Mike said, over a box of Cheez-Its. Apparently, he'd been drinking, but that's all we know. Now, the argument got so heated that the mom and her other son decided to call the cops. And when they called the cops, that's what set him off. He was not pleased when he found out that the police were on their way. So he locked them both in rooms upstairs, went outside, got some gasoline, and set the house on fire. Again, this started over an argument about Cheez-Its. Now, the other son was able to get the mom out through a window on the second floor. They're both okay. The fire department was able to save the house. The other son now facing charges for arson and criminal damage to property. The question is, do you believe that this man is willing to try to murder his own family over a box of Cheez-Its is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Well, given Atlanta, I'm thinking black or white.
All right.
Do we know if this 32-year-old was living at home or was just visiting?
I don't know, but this is, my gut tells me that if you're willing to try to kill your own biological relatives over a box of Cheez-Its, you live there.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of leaning black on this one, but what do you guys think?
I don't think you can judge the age of a person anymore living at home with any ethnicity. It just seems to be all the more common.
It does, but
yep. And it's sad.
The Cheez-Its is a red flag, too. You know, that's pretty small to tip somebody up.
I mean, do they say what he was drinking or just he was intoxicated?
Just right. If you knew what he was drinking, that helped. None of that.
In my mind, fire is always white, but whatever.
Cheez-Its feel white, too. But you know what? I'm going to go with him. I'm say black.
Hunter, you want to go black? Final answer?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We'll find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to Georgia with Profile This. We have a family in Atlanta, a mom who is arguing with her son over a box of Cheez-Its.
Yeah, we don't know what the argument's about, but they're arguing.
It's about Cheez-Its.
It's about, but
somebody's eating them, someone wants it, you know, I mean, whatever
it is. I think Pringles are better, who knows?
Where are my Cheez-Its at? Why is the box empty?
Where are my Cheez-Its at?
Either way, the argument got so heated between the mom and the son that the brother called the cops.
Yeah.
So this infuriated Cheez-It Man to the point where he set his own house on fire.
But he had locked both his brother and his mother in the rooms upstairs, but they did get out safely. But Hunter, two questions. One, someone wanted me to ask you if you're from Washington and in the Army.
I am not in the Army, but I am from Washington.
Okay, never mind then. But Hunter, in the end, you guessed black. Just based on the fact that it's in Atlanta. In spite of the fact that everyone else making comments said, dude, This guy is white as snow because he used fire. But Hunter, as it turns out,
you are correct.
Sean. Oh, okay. Nice work.
Okay. Jesus. Brother got heated about some Jesus.
I mean, Atlanta, I mean, right?
But the thing, like, it's outside of Atlanta, sure. I think black. But I hear fire, and I'm thinking white. Miles presented the story to me earlier today, and he said, man, dude tried to burn down his mom's house over Cheez-Its. And I'm like, white. He's like, no, take this story.
My God, that's exactly it. Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Tom Brady, an attractive man, an attractive goat. I mean, he is. I always thought it. A lot of people have. He's been with and has kids by two different supermodels.
Gazelle Bundchen. It's a goat and a gazelle.
And then the other one that we forget about.
That you don't hear about.
Moynihan.
I'm sure that child is doing great.
Moynihan.
Rebecca? Rebecca Moynihan?
I don't know. Bridget?
Is it Bridget Moynihan?
Bridget Moynihan, yeah.
Charles Barkley is the man's man, but... if you didn't think Tom Brady was attractive, listen to Charles Barkley talk about meeting him.
But I tell you what, though. Last week, he invited me to practice in Atlanta before the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
And I was having a great time, him and Mr. Kraft and my man Burge, who works for the Patriots. They treated me great. But then I made a mistake, Jimmy.
What?
I looked Tom Brady in the eyes.
It's...
You
cast a spell?
All right. I'm looking at these guys, and all of a sudden, I look at Gronk, and then Tom Brady's like right here, and I look him in the eyes, and I said, damn, you a pretty man. That's what I was thinking to myself. And I got so embarrassed, I started turning my head to talk to him. Like, I was like, hey, Tom, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
He didn't want to fall in love. He didn't want to lock eyes.
I see why he scored all them touchdowns, because those defenses are looking at his eyes. They get mesmerized.
It's like, I have a friend.
I think Tom Brady's like, oh, no.
I think I've told you before, but I have a friend that is a very sharp dresser.
Mm-hmm.
So we call him Fancy Dan.
Is his name Dan as well?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, thank God. That works.
But I constantly mistakenly go, dude, is Handsome Dan going to be there? And he's like, what is with you and Dan?
You keep slipping on calling him Handsome Dan.
Handsome Dan instead of Fancy Dan.
Like, damn, Ted.
Maybe he's handsome and fancy.
I mean, I know this. It's
they're
just
called Fansome. He's Hansy.
That Charles Barkley interview is pretty good. It's up on the Men's Room Facebook page. Also, Charles Barkley in there talks about the story of this guy he met in a bar in Sacramento. The story's great. It was too long to play here.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they become like friends. And he's like, they're drinking at a bar. And then he's like, you want to go to dinner with me? And they have a great conversation. So over the years, he would meet up with this friend. And the guy showed up to his
funeral.
Charles
showed up to his mom's funeral.
No.
No?
This guy showed up to Charles Barkley's mom's funeral. And as Charles Barkley tells it, like, he lives in a small town in Georgia, right? Right? I think it's Georgia.
I think so.
So he's basically like, it's mostly black people. So they're just like, hey, Charles, who's the Asian guy? Right? So then, unfortunately, a couple years later, that guy passes away. So Charles Barkley actually shows up to his funeral. And again, all the Asian people are like, who's the black guy?
Who's the giant black man?
Right. And then he even says, like, he goes, we were friends. I think his name is Lynn. Like, we were friends. And he goes, the family knew we were friends, but they had never met Charles. So they thought maybe the guy was kind of insane or whatever.
Right.
Not insane, but just like, it's hard to believe.
That all this stuff is true.
Right. But then at the, imagine being at your father's funeral.
And Charles Barkley rolls in.
Charles Barkley rolls in.
Well, they met at a hotel bar.
All right.
And they became really good friends as far as that night goes. So they had really just in-depth conversations about their kids, their life, their family, and all these things. So they maintained their friendship, and he would show up where Charles Barkley was or whatever. I don't exactly get how they kept connecting, but either way, this guy would go and say, like, yeah, I'm friends with Charles Barkley. And no one believed him. Like, you know, they're like, yeah, like
yeah.
You said, he's out of his mind. And so when all that happened, like, his daughter wrote a piece on Charles Barkley that kind of gained traction about my dad.
And then, like, a public radio station, I want to say, in, like, Boston or somebody picked it up.
It really is an amazing story just about how two people who just had a connection kind of just were friends throughout the time that they were around.
Yeah.
Each other, you know?
There's some, there's some wild stories about that, right? Because, I mean, you think of these massive sports stars or celebrities, but, like, at the end of the day, like, it's still a human being.
It's a human being.
Obviously, like, look, I'll be dead honest with you. I'm not going to sit in a bar and try to talk to Kanye or Kim Kardashian.
Right.
No, but you're going to get security swift in your face, right? But, like, if Charles Barkley's sitting next to me in a bar, like, I'm going to say, what's up, Chuck?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, and Ted, I swear to you, I could not figure out who you were saying because you're trying to be courteous. You kept saying it under your breath. And I'm like, who?
Oh, today?
So earlier today, and it's
that
just
shocked
weird.
Me.
Like, we're doing whatever we're doing, but we walk around the corner to go into our office, and down the hall, I see our boy VD is having a chat with somebody. I don't give it any thought, and Ted keeps saying, what's that? And I'm like, who's like, D.L. Hughley? So I peeked down, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, yeah, it's D.L. Hughley standing there talking to VD about whatever.
Yeah, and like, I generally with the rock bands, I'm cool with, but it was right. I just came around the corner, and like, and it was that weird thing where you make eye contact with somebody. And I just froze. I was like,
I was tempted to say
like
something, but I left him alone.
Veggie Dog was sharing a squash and tofu recipe.
I thought you were going to say something. I was like, if you started, I was going to jump in. But also, like, I love D.L. Hughley.
Then the first thing I'd say, hey, man, there's this crazy white boy who started talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Just, he's a great comedian and stuff, right? He's the original Kings of Comedy, too.
He's
right?
a thoughtful dude, man. Yeah. He's a thoughtful guy.
But he's also sometimes a serious man to me. So yes. That's why I was like, I wanted to be like, D.L. Hughley, but I was like, don't. And I have the same reaction Darius Rucker or Ice Cube had to me, which was a positive.
We warned Ice Cube.
What do you mean?
We told Ice Cube and said, hey, man, listen, you're going to walk into the studio, and there's this white dude in there who loves you, and he has no idea you're coming, so there is a chance, and we didn't know, we said, there's a chance he's going to bum rush you and hug you, all right?
And it also
and
was.
Honestly, Ice Cube's like, you fellas being serious? So we're being dead, so he ain't going to hurt you, but we said, if he reacts and it's quick, like, he's going to be up on you, bro. So just understand when you walk in.
And then the 6'9" guy behind him kind of looked like, no. No, that's not going to happen.
That's Ted's problem.
Well, luckily there was a table between us. But I mean, literally, that was my reaction. Oh, luckily I didn't curse. It's like, oh, S, there's Cube.
But it, like, takes a second. Because you're like, oh, man, there's Ice Cube. I'm like, what the hell is he doing here?
Yeah, so you're right. That was the same thing today. Like,
I did that with Jessica Simpson.
I walked into a wall when she walked by.
I know. It's pretty funny.
It's what? Awful. Because in our old studio, remember there was the hallway, right? From like our studios, and then it would open up. So I've heard, and I have some terrible stories with celebrities, mainly the attractive blondes.
Yeah.
So I hear Jessica Simpson's down the hall. I can't help myself. I've got to walk down there. But as she's passing by, I nervously go to turn and leave, but I'm right next to a wall. Wow. Yeah. And this is like a year after I'm pretty sure I insulted Carrie Underwood.
And listen,
I didn't insult her. She was just offended. I didn't know Tony Romo wasn't her boyfriend.
And I will say this about Jessica Simpson. All right? Like, you can think whatever you want about her, man. She's a very, very sweet, kind person and about the size of an action figure.
It's so tiny. I know. And she gained weight. Like, dude, you've never seen her in person.
The best part about that was the.
But we asked because she was, and she's very, very friendly. She's doing whatever
around. She's very nice.
So. Anyone that wanted to talk to her, they're like, you know, you have handlers, but because she is just kind, you know, she was like, oh, yeah, it's fine. And so she would talk to everyone. So we said, well, look, since he's here, man, you know, we'd love to have her on the show.
Yeah, why don't you walk down the hallway and go on the program?
Man, they were like, not on your show.
They said, we need all the questions in writing, and she will need to be briefed beforehand before she walks
for
in.
For us. Anybody else?
We're
like,
no. We're just going to talk about puppies and stuff. And like, no. That might be too complicated for her.
Well, you know what it was, man? They thought we
That's
were going
why
to
we
be
can't
mean.
Have her on, Miles.
Because you say stuff like that.
That's why we can't have
we
her on.
We weren't going to be mean.
No,
we
not
were
at
just
going
to. She was nice.
Puppies, so it might be hard for her because she's tough. Like, all right. That's basically what
Shocker.
That's what they said.
That's not what they said. They didn't trust us. They thought we were going to ambush her.
I'm not taking that heat. I'm going to say that they thought that they needed to protect a client.
I think they recognized she might be an easy mark. But
we weren't going to target her.
We weren't, but they believe we were. Then you say stuff like that.
I was just.
That's why. That's why.
I was interpreting what her manager said.
So, if you're going to take shots at somebody, generally it's good to be friends with them. And if you're, you know, it's one of your boys and you're roasting them, you're good to go. So, Steve.
My coworkers are bad shoes.
Oh, Steve Martin and Martin Short. We're on with Jimmy Fallon. They're giving him the business because it's his 5th year anniversary, right? Yeah. 5 years.
All right. Is it 5?
Yeah, he's been hosting the Tonight Show for 5 years.
This is the greatest show on television because there is no host in late night that pretends to care the way you do.
Thank you.
And I love that. And I love that.
Oh, no.
Thank you. I mean, no one captures phoniness the way you do. It's a gift.
And I love that suit.
You do? Yeah. Oh, my God. I love the way it conceals all the weapons you have. It's, yeah. No bulges.
And when I'm home, you know, watching the show, which is rare, but no. when I'm home watching the show, I think, wow, for somebody who does meth, your teeth look great. You wear like a rubber thing?
No, you don't know how meth works. You prove that tall, handsome white men can make it in show business.
Means a lot to me that you guys are here on the fifth anniversary of The Tonight Show, me hosting my Tonight Show.
How exciting. I think it's so brave of you at 5 years in and to decide suddenly to abandon the comedy format. I think it's shaking her up.
And Marty and I learned. We learned from your show. We were backstage watching the monologue and we realized, wow, he must put the laughs in later.
Damn. Yes, you know, I gotta say, Steve Martin and Martin Short to me, for some of you, those are comedians that have been on TV and other movies and stuff. But to me, they're still pretty funny. And they're not my era.
Oh, yeah.
They were like my, you know, I mean, like I remember growing up and we had a Steve Martin poster down there. It's my dad loved.
Wild and Crazy Guy?
Yeah, with the bunny ears.
Yeah. That is the iconic
with
Steve.
With the blow balloons that Mike does.
I will say this. They're pretty funny together. I believe sincerely that one of them needs the other more than, you know.
I mean, I don't know who you're talking about, but I stand
if
by...
If you had to guess...
I stand by Clifford. That is a great movie by Mr. Short.
How'd you know I'm talking about Martin Short?
I didn't. I'm just saying.
I am. I know. Clifford?
Clifford.
I can't think of what
Clifford
Martin...
Clifford is a movie where adult Martin Short...
All right.
...plays a child. And the dad, again, the second name in a row is Charles Grodin. But basically, this kid is
Grodin.
Just... Grodin. Grodin.
Yeah. You've combined Grodin. The NFL coach with the actor.
Chucky.
Charles Grodin.
As. it was today we were talking about it for Beethoven.
Yes.
But the movie is basically just imagine, like, his, I don't know, like his, somebody drops him off. Like, hey, you're the uncle, take care of your nephew. He's insane. And he's obsessed with going to this, like, dinosaur place. So he just makes this guy's life a hell. For a week. But again...
Sounds great.
It's like a 40, 50-year-old Martin Short playing a child named Clifford.
Sold!
I like this movie sober. I'll put that out there. It's that dumb and funny.
All right. Okay. All right.
Somebody will watch it soon, and... I bet you
they won't do it sober.
They'll send me the thank you email. I just want to say in advance, you're welcome.
That's right. And it'll be Martin Short. Like, finally.
Right. Thank
somebody
you.
Somebody watch this.
I forgot I made that.
Well, Clifford and Blue Streak were two of the movies I used to watch a lot. Let's see. Netflix. So everybody likes Netflix. You've heard of 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. So now Netflix.
What?
Netflix. That name didn't test well with audiences. Think about calling it Netflix.
Is that F-U-R-K?
Netflix.
Well, they've done some research. Basically, they're saying that everybody that has a membership to it shares 6 shows in common.
All right.
All right. Some of the most likely candidates include Black Mirror. You guys watch that one?
I've seen a few episodes, but not.
How about Stranger Things?
Yeah, watch that.
All right. Bird Box?
No.
I have not seen
it. Is that
a movie?
Just one. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's a movie with Sandra Bullock. Anyhow, so they were saying that there's a Spanish language show called La Casa de Papel. The people? Not people. Papel.
No, idea. The House of God?
It's got to be the House of God
maybe,
or the House of
like
Pope.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, and the Christmas Chronicles, where a strong dude beats up Christmas.
Is that the movie everyone was telling us to check out right before the holidays?
Oh, yeah. That was like the super popular one.
Yeah. Who was in it? Is it Bridges? Like Jeff Bridges? Somebody's
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Oh, Todd Bridges.
Drawers.
It's a, what's his face? Goldie Hawn's.
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Okay.
All right. Big Trouble in Little China.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a fantastic movie.
Escape LA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has some great cult classics.
Escape from New York, Escape from LA. I'm telling you, Big Trouble in Little China. Dumbest movie you'll ever see that is awesome.
He picks winners.
What's the one where Goldie Hawn is rich and fancy and gets knocked out on a boat, then he takes her home to be his wife?
Wow.
Overboard?
Yeah. Yes. I think you're right. Yep.
Boy, that's a great one.
Because before that, she was with more of the Chevy Chase variety.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I said plotline out loud, that is a weird movie. Uh-huh. She can't remember who she is, so I'm going to take her home.
Overboard. I'm going to read the IMDb description. Because they're usually, they try to keep it close to the best.
Well, they don't have a paragraph.
Overboard. Well, that's what I'm saying. So does it say what Ted says? Let's see here. After a spoiled, wealthy yacht owner is thrown overboard and loses his memory, a mistreated employee convinces him that he is her working class husband.
Oh, so she...
So she dupes him. Huh. He's rich, bumps his head, apparently forgets, so she's like, yeah, you're my handy husband.
Duke okay, Frank. Well, I'll have sex with you then.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're married.
There you go.
I guess. Yeah, that's a strange one.
And Ted, you're getting corroboration on the movie Clifford. It says, I love the movie Clifford. Drunk, high, or sober, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and dude, Clifford is so dumb. Like, you could watch it with your kids over and over and be like, all right.
All right, maybe okay. I'll give it a try.
But it's just not a smart comedy. It's a good one.
Get high, watch it.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. An Ohio judge crashes her SUV drunk in a pool of vomit and then asks cops, do you know who I am? Meanwhile, a bride asks friends not to be in her bridal party because her breath said damn. Arizona man decides to try out his new bulletproof vest. Couple in Florida arrested again for having sex on the boardwalk because that's what they do best. And some insane turbulence, including two nosedives on a Delta flight. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. A bride-to-be is getting slammed online after it was released that she didn't ask her best friend to be a part of her wedding. It has nothing to do with their friendship, a run-in with the groom, or anything of the like. She instead kept her out because of her breasts. She has a hormonal disorder that caused her breasts to grow to disproportionate sizes. She's initially said that tailoring her address was stressing her out. Then the truth came out that it would just draw attention away from her.
Little known fact about that, she is related to the Grinch. Her breasts were small until Christmas happened. And they grew three times bigger.
I also heard that they won't serve prosciutto wrap melon at this point.
You can't make a honeydew list.
Yeah.
Don't be so melancholy about it.
This is just a treasure chest, too.
Just keep her abreast of the situation.
She doesn't invite her glove or baggage.
I think keeping her out really makes her a boob.
Got milk? That's all I'm screaming.
If anyone objects.
Got milk?
I won't say who, but somebody brought up a great point earlier today. Like, at the wedding, like, as a dude, especially, like, I'm not really looking at the bride anyhow.
We know you're taken.
Yeah. Probably not.
50% of the people at your wedding do not care about the bride.
No.
You're taken.
So and they're shaping up your bride.
99.9%. I mean, even if you're a family member.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I go to weddings. It's the first time I've met the bride. And I'm in the wedding.
In other news, we go to the lovely state of Arizona where innovation took a step backward. A group of three young men made their way into the woods with a brilliant idea of testing their homemade bulletproof vest.
Oh, boy. Homemade.
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 Oh, they taped themselves up in old Yellow Pages books.
It went about as well as you'd think.
They fired. Not again. Ooh.
They fired a round from a .223 rifle, which wounded him in his abdomen, and he died during surgery.
Yes. Oh.
The shooter was arrested on manslaughter charges.
That's different than firing even a handgun. You fired a rifle.
A rifle.
What did you think was going to happen?
Homemade bulletproof vest. Why wouldn't you say put it in front of a stump of wood, fire at it, check the wood, man?
Maybe in a practical situation in a war zone at 100 yards away.
Right.
Yes. I mean, seriously. But other than that, it's a rifle.
Right. Yeah.
That's Darwin taking care of himself.
That's exactly what that is.
Stop watching movies.
Right. And maybe sometimes it's better just to kind of leave things to the imagination. Does it work? What does it feel like? We can only wonder.
Feels like dying.
That's right. Yeah, anybody that has ever, you know, been shot with a vest on is not really happy that it happened.
Yeah, they're like, I didn't die. It freaking hurts.
Right.
Right. Like in movies, you could take a vest and just pop back up. That thing hurts so bad.
Have you seen the welts and bruises off cops that have
broken
actually been
ribs,
shot?
All this stuff.
It appears that you can't stand in the way of true love. A couple has been arrested once again for the second time in 5 months for public indecency. The pair were seen having sex on a downtown sidewalk during a child parade.
Oh!
He claims they were just, you know, the clothes were still on.
I love you. You love me. Where can I put my pee-pee? Right here.
They were arrested.
There, no higher.
And charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, and you will never guess where that classy story comes from.
Florida.
Exactly right.
God damn. Oh, yeah, children's parade.
A woman in Ohio was found by police after she had driven off an icy road and crashed her car. They found her slumped over the steering wheel in a pool of vomit that smelled of alcohol. She was placed in the back of the police cruiser and uttered the wrong phrase, quote, "You know who I am?"
"We sure do, Judge."
Yep, the woman was a county common pleas judge, which always looks great when you're...
Ohio's going to get their own thing here pretty soon.
Dude, she says, "Do you know who I am?" Did you already say this? Sorry. But, like, the cop was like, "There is vomit in the car."
Right.
Like, come on. I think she even said, like, "I'm super hammered."
She did. She said, "I am really intoxicated."
Oh.
Do you know who I am?
Jeez.
The dumbest judge ever.
We go to Alabama, where a man by the name of Blue Hill has been arrested on narcotics charge after he was found with meth during a routine traffic stop.
Oh, my cousin Blue.
They found his thrill.
What's making headlines is his full name is Blueberry Hill.
God damn it. Look, you named your kid Blueberry Hill, just assume they're going to smoke meth. You know, it's weird to make that a connection, but, like, you named your kid Blueberry.
All right.
They're going to be a drug addict.
I got a brother named Cypress.
You think he knows Pizza's Geldof or Apple Paltrow?
All right. Who sang the song Blueberry Hill?
Chuck Berry.
Nope.
Fats Domino.
Boom.
Fats Domino.
Oh, okay.
You knew that, didn't you?
You knew that.
Of course I knew that.
I knew that. Yeah, I knew you would knew that.
Yeah, what he's saying is, I got laid in the grass with a view.
Some good news out of Florida. Lawmakers are moving to make the smoking of marijuana legal in the state of Florida, but under the condition that they are all pre-rolled joints. That's all right. Free headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Bad Jokes, the return of Ted versus the FCC, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.